Giovanni Giacometti met Giovanni Segantini in 1894. Segantini, who was 10 years older, originally came from Trentino in Italy and had just moved from the Oberhauptstein Valley to the Engadine. For almost a decade, Giacometti was fascinated by his symbolist colleague and adopted his painting techniques. After the older man's sudden death, Giacometti completed Segantini's unfinished painting, Le Due Madri. It was a last homage to his much-admired master. We do not know for certain who painted which parts, but we can tell that the mountain range in the background is probably Segantini's work. It displays his typical divisionist brushstroke technique. Giacometti presumably added the alpine meadow in the foreground, painted more densely, and the stone wall dividing the landscape into two zones. Their colours are closely interwoven and the brushstrokes are no longer strictly parallel. The sky, with its bright yellow cosmic corona, also shows Giacometti's stylistic signature. Although the picture has very little depth, we can see the topography well. The subject is the Greva Salvas pasture high above Lake Sils. On the left, we can see the Piz dei Rossi. On the right, the Piz Bacun, and behind the figure is the lower Piz Salacina above the Maloja Pass. In places, the painting reveals its rust-coloured grounding. Segantini used this foundation layer against the academic tradition. He felt this type of grounding made the colours glow all the more.